Again, I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. He's the one that allowed us to rise this morning, and we are required by his mandate to give him glory, honor, and praise. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Because he allowed us. It wasn't nothing that we'd done. It was all by his mercy and his grace. And so with that, we'll get this service started. If Deaconess Freeman would lead us in prayer.
Thank you. Let us bow our heads. Father, we thank you for another beautiful day.
Yes.
A day that you have created, a day for rejoicing, that you have given us another chance to get it right. Father, this morning we give thanks to you for being in control, for picking us up when we are at our weakest, mm-hmm. for filling us with what we are missing and leveling us down when we start running on false confidence. Lord, we know that you are in control of every situation, every circumstance, every condition, every event in our lives.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Your words say in Matthew 5:33-37, we don't even have the ability to make one hair on our heads grow white or black. The only control we have is to give our will to you.
Yes.
To take care of us in a much better way than we ever can. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Father, we ask that you continue to bless Bishop Cuff, and we pray that he continues to be your arms, your legs, eyes, and hands, and mouth to help others find the way. We thank you for giving him the courage to do what is scripturally right and the courage to speak up and say what you have put in his heart to say. Continue to send your Holy Spirit, Father, upon him to help him guide the lost sheep back to you. We ask that you bless his helpmate, Sister Cuff, and that she continues her faithful walk with you. Father, we pray you keep them both strong in you and in your mighty power. We pray for the Word of God Church this morning, Father, and the Julius C. Freeman Senior Outreach Ministry. Father, help us not to treat you as a mere life preserver, always expecting you to pull us out of water when we're about to drown. Help us, Father, not to be like those who only turn to you when a tragedy strikes or a problem hits.
Yes.
Like those who turn to others first, asking for prayer instead of seeking you first.
Yes.
Help us not to be like those who haven't ears and suddenly start coming to the church, carrying Bibles and quoting scripture when the road gets rough. Regardless of the circumstances, though, you've never denied us, and you continue to rescue us from troubled waters because you are a loving God. But help us to move toward a deeper relationship with you, an everlasting and enduring one, one that is not based on a life preserver mindset. We pray this morning for an umbrella relationship with you, Father, one that shades us and always covers us, that prevents any harm from getting to us in the first place, but it will shield us every moment of the day, even while we're sleeping. We thank you for your love for us.
For
you're not ashamed to love us, even when we fall short and turn our backs on you. Father, we pray for the men and women of our military, and thank you for keeping watch on them. We pray that they are not ashamed to proclaim you as their Lord and Savior. We ask, Lord, for you to be their umbrella, protecting them always. Lord Jesus, thank you for choosing to call each of us.
Thank you.
Most of us, Lord, are normally in three places in our relationship with you. One place is where we feel ashamed for offending you, for doing something that's not in accordance with your word, for not caring to pray and meditate on your word when we have the time, but we choose to do something else.
Well.
Another place, Lord, is that we feel we have control of everything and depend on ourselves rather than on your help. Lord, help us not to focus what we have to do and what we need to do in order to get by, not to put our trust in our own abilities, are what we think we can accomplish. Help us, Lord, to be in that place where we have the most joy and the most peace in our lives.
Yes.
Remember that when we give up control of our lives and put everything in your hand, we'll find the peace and joy that we seek. Mm. Father, you created each of us. And when you created us, Father, you had a plan for us. And your timetable would not be altered by anyone.
Well.
Father, give us the humility to know that we need you for all things, and remember that when we fall short, when we try to figure things out on our own, we hurt our relationship with you because we don't show our faith in you, Father. This morning we ask for wisdom, Father, to know that we must always put you first. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Sister Freeman, you continue to pray. I told y'all before that when I was at the church that I was licensed from on third Sunday, the choir that Connie and I sang on for years would sing, and the pastor was always gratified when we sing because, one, the church was full, and his sermon became easy because he had a big crowd of people that we had fired up. But we don't have no big choir or gospel choir, but we got Sister Freeman.
Amen.
She can pray us into high levels of spiritual being. And for that, I give God the glory for her presence. She's been there, and we need her desperately to continue in prayer. Pray this morning that all who hear this word will heed it, because it comes straight from above. I don't preach my words, I preach his words. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You don't hear my words, you hear his words. And if you waste your time hearing my words, I feel sorry for you. You listen and you'll hear God speak, because all throughout any word that I proclaim, it's about the gospel, nothing less, nothing more. And in these times we live in now, we don't get this right, we're going to fail. You see, the kingdom has to come here on earth, and we can have kingdom living if we have faith to trust the Lord that he'll guide and direct our paths. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Deaconess Freeman laid it out. You can't operate in and of your own mind. We have not the power, nor the wisdom, nor the divine nature to be able to make right decisions. We make right decisions because the Holy Ghost fills us, guides us, and directs our path. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
My heart goes out for people who still come to church and still have no power. The Bible says they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. And how they deny the power is because they're not focusing on God's word. They're not studying it day and night. They're not meditating on it day and night. And what's even worse, they're not walking by faith. And so this morning I want to return to the subject of faith to survive, in this case part 3. And it will deal with faithful daily walk. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. Make sure you underline that. Without faith it is impossible to please him. I could preach on that for hours. You see, because if you don't please God, you're heading for destruction.
Amen.
You're heading for condemnation. You're heading for God's wrath. You and I must please God. And without faith, the scripture says, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is.
Amen.
And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You need to underline that, diligently seek him. It is my intention by the power of the Holy Spirit to enlighten you, so that when you leave this call today, you will have a better, clearer understanding of how you have a faithful daily walk and not just talk a good game. Come on with me.
Amen.
God's word tells you and I to live and to walk in Christ day by day. That's a consistent, obedient, and faithful walk. You can't get away with walking with him on Sunday, and then on Monday you back out there in the world. Come on with me.
Amen.
You can't wait till Christmas comes and you got to go to this party and go to that party. You see, your walk has to be consistent with the Lord. And the only way you have a consistent, obedient, and faithful walk is you must diligently seek him. You must study your word both day and night. If you're not doing that, you need to take stock of that. You and I cannot get away with not studying God's word. For if you don't study his word, you won't know who God and Jesus is. And if you don't know who he is, you have no earthly ability to worship and to praise him. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Our daily walk is a must walk. Come on with me. This is not something you think you want to do sometimes and other times you don't. You should be wearing your Bible out. Those pages should be getting frail. And some of you should be on your second or third Bible. Come on with me. You're not going to walk into the glory with an Amtrak pass. It doesn't work that way. And yet there are many preachers who teach that. That all you got to do is walk down the aisle and sign a membership card, get your offering cards, and you're saved. I stop by to tell you that is not what the Scripture says. The Scripture says that we must be totally devoted to God. That means that every working moment of our existence, He should be always on our mind. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You can't put God on a shelf, just kick Him to the curb, and go on your daily way. Because if you do, you have no faith. And if you have no faith, you have no hope. If you have no hope, you have no understanding. And all you are is a cabbage head walking around in a dark world looking for light, all in the wrong places. Y'all,
Amen.
Come on with me. There is no light in lust and in sin and in club partying and snorting coke.
Amen.
You have no peace in those things. Those things will tear you down.
Amen.
Peace comes from when you devote your life to Christ. You make Him the author and the finisher of your faith. He is the one that guides you on your daily walk. He sleeps with you. He goes with you to the bathroom. Everywhere you go, He's there. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You have to give up this world, and you have to give up this notion that Jesus is a genie. You can't rub His stomach like Sister Freeman just prayed when you got a problem. Here you come, Lord, I'm sick. And have no knowledge of who it is you even praying to. Have knowledge that if you're not in His favor, He does not hear your prayers.
Amen.
Amen.
You might pray yourself well, but it ain't because God allowed it. He only hears the prayers of the righteous. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
For those who have children, you need to take stock of this. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their seeds begging bread. This economy can go through the hole, the deep pit, and I stand on the word that God will take care of us. He'll provide our needs according to His riches and glory.
Amen.
And stick around and watch Him work it out. So this morning, this is not a daily walk that you think you must do. It's a walk you must do. Church, you must make sure, absolutely sure, that you believe in Christ is the right kind of belief or faith. Listen to these scriptures. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:9-10. And being made perfect, He became the author of eternal salvation unto all that obey Him. Hebrews 5:9. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. Listen closely, church. You and I cannot get away with shucking and jiving our way into the kingdom, either here on earth or in heaven. And let me just stop here for a moment. You know, one of the problems that we face now is that we are so earthly minded that we ain't no good in the kingdom.
Amen.
Oh, y'all, come on with me. You see, the matter is that each one of us is supposed to edify one another.
Amen.
And you edify one another by showing up for church.
Amen.
Amen, lights.
Amen.
And understand that this ain't about you. It's about the fellowship of believers.
Amen.
Amen.
And selfishness causes us to do what we want to do, come when we feel like coming. That is not the way to the kingdom.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Kingdom is a body of believers who are bought by the blood of the Lamb, who live solely for Christ and His church. They're not no outsiders. They're insiders. They're not just separated. They're pulled together. We have one another to hold on to in this walk. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And if the devil got you sitting back chilling, I got news for you. He got a hot hell and ain't no coals down there.
Amen.
And not one of us on this call knows what day is our last day. And yet we walk around here like we got for eternal life to live. We don't think about the Lord. We don't meditate on his word. We want to do everything but hear Christ. You done heard Santa Claus. He gone now. Christ was supreme before and after the 25th of December.
Amen.
Amen.
As Christians, you and I must really put our focus on the right kind of faith, a true saving faith in Christ. You are saved by believing in Christ, church. What does it believe mean? And I'm glad you want to know that, because I'm going to try to explain this to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. How can you know that you believe in the right kind of belief, a true saving faith? Let me start this by telling you what a true saving faith is not. Saving faith is not head knowledge. I'm going to take this slow. You need to take a note. It is not head knowledge. Your intellect will not help you have saving faith.
Amen.
You know, one of the problems, the more we get educated, the stupider we get. I don't mean no offense against those who have advanced degrees. I have a couple myself. That is not relevant to the walk with Christ.
Amen.
Oh, come on, y'all. If it does anything, it should help you to read more. And that ain't the case. It's not a mental conviction. It's this intellectualizing Christ is an abomination. Saving faith is not just believing that the fact that Jesus is the Savior of the world. You see, the devil knows that. Saving faith is not just believing in history, that Jesus lived upon this earth as the Savior, as George Washington lived on this earth as President of the United States. Saving faith is not believing in the words and claims of Jesus in the same that a person would believe in the words of George Washington. Jesus' words have power on them. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
George is sitting there waiting judgment like the rest of us going to have to wait. Now here's what saving faith is. Saving faith is believing that in Jesus Christ, who and what he is, that he is the Savior and the Lord of your life. It is many times the word Lord, L-O-R-D, is left out. A lot of preachers won't preach that he has lordship over you. He's not just your Savior, he's your Lord. Every working moment and waking moment of your life should be focusing on him. And that's why when it comes to the Sabbath service, you can't sit back and chill out on a Sabbath. If you love the Lord, you will be obedient to him.
Amen.
He says, do not forsake the assembly of yourselves together, as some has gotten in the habit of doing in these last and evil days. Why? Because you and I need each other. We got to stand strong with one another. Your mere presence encourages each other. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
When you call in on this, for those who call in, you're calling. Can you imagine if I went online and there was nobody there, how discouraging that would be? And that's why I encourage people who are members of Word of God Church, always identify yourself. To come on a call and be a spectator doesn't help the flock. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
If you love the Lord, speak up. Stand up for him. Back on this notion, you must believe in Jesus Christ with your heart and believe to such a degree that you give your whole life to him. This is a life-transforming process. That's what the word repent means. It means to be completely flipped over, completely turned around. You cannot think the world and have Christ at the center of your life. You must believe that he is and that he is worthy for you to give him praise and honor, not with just some of your time, with all of your time. Come on, somebody. You must confess Jesus as your Savior and as your Lord and turn your life over to him completely and totally. You need to make a note of that, completely and totally. That doesn't mean sometime. That means all the time. I'm blessed to have to wake up a couple hours during the night. The first thought comes in my mind is Jesus.
Amen.
As soon as I have consciousness of thought, I start praying. Come on now.
Amen.
I'm making my business all throughout the day to talk to the Lord. He says that you are to pray without ceasing. You can't love the Lord and just wait till, now lay me down to sleep. I pray, O Lord, my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray, O Lord, my soul to take. Time you get at that stage of the day, you should have been talking to him so much that you can just say goodnight, Lord. You spending time with him, you don't have to have no eloquency. You just talk to him. He's the best friend you got. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Romans 10, 9, and 10 says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it's with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Church saving faith is a committed faith. Saving faith requires us to commit our total existence to the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
We can't fake this one. Either you turn your life over to him or your life belongs to the kingdom of this earth, which is Satan. And some people don't seem to worry about that. You know, it ain't about the fact that I'm getting old and know my days are numbered. Your days are numbered too. I don't care how old you are on this call. And so you can't walk around here talking about, well, you know, when Bishop Cuff was young, he didn't go to church. Well, that's number one, that's wrong. But he sure didn't have a relationship with the Lord. Y'all, come on now. You see, my mother made us get up and get washed. We ain't had no showers, take a bath and get dressed and put on a little crease pants and shirt that I had to iron and put on my little clip-on tie. And I'd walk my big round head down to the church, and I ain't had no more intention of hearing Christ than I had of anything else. I'm looking for the little girls. Oh, y'all, come on now. Y'all can sit up there and fake this out all you want to. And I went that way from the time I was in church until the time I left from home. Didn't have any insight to who Christ was. There was never any prayer in my house.
Amen.
Oh, y'all, come on with me.
Amen.
My mother definitely made us go to church. Half the time, I'd be fighting on the way from church. Listen at me closely. If you have children, you're obligated to sit them down and to teach them the way.
Amen.
You can't leave that up to the bishop to do. You're obligated to teach them. Why? Because if you love the Lord, you want them to love the Lord. And none of us can love him who we have not known.
Amen.
That's like saying, oh, I got this fella I'm in love with. Oh, what's his name? I don't know. Where does he live at? I don't know, but I'm in love with him. You see, that's how we do Jesus. We don't know him, but, oh, I mean, this gospel singing, which is, to me, one of the biggest stumbling blocks. I'm going to pay the rent. How am I going to do this? No. What you need to do is have a personal relationship with Christ, turn the music on, and turn Christ on.
Amen.
Clapping and jumping up and down, and don't have one scripture you can quote. Listen at me. Our commitment has to be solid. It has to be eternal. God will guide us if we trust him. He knows our heart. He knows when we're shucking and jiving, and he knows when we're for real. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Let me give you another point. You must be sure, absolutely sure, that you are a new creature in Christ. Listen closely at me. We cannot afford to hear concepts and don't apply them to our lives. So you need to ask the question is, what does it mean to be a new creature in Christ? I am amazed. I am utterly amazed at how when you trust the Lord, he directs your path.
Amen.
Connie and I were leaving. She had to go to the doctor the other day, and she's doing much better. They gave her this whole bunch of stuff. And I don't think they know what they're doing, to tell you the truth. That's why when you go to the doctor, you pray for them on the way in there. Don't ever go to a doctor talking about how you feeling. You want to know how he feeling. And the only way you know that for certain is to do what I do. I pray, Lord, watch over them who going to take examine me. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Who crazy enough to go to a doctor and know the Lord and don't have the Lord's sanction and blessings on those who are in there treating him? You might have a demon in there treating you. And by the way, we have them.
Amen.
The Bible tells us that we are to pray over everything. With prayers and supplications, let your requests be known to God, and a God of peace will supply it. He'll take care of it. And you can walk on in there with hope. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Here's some scriptures for you. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. And by the way, let me backtrack. Y'all know I get off track. I was coming out of getting Connie's prescriptions, and we're heading back to the parking lot. Just so you have some sense of it, it's a big parking lot. There's a super Walmart that has half of it, and then the other half of it is a little Kroger store where all those people that don't want to go in there and get cussed out and people act crazy and cops running up and out of Walmart, we go to Kroger. I didn't get my prescriptions. I'm coming out of the parking lot, and I'm coming through Walmart's parking lot, which always requires prayer. And this little fellow, he comes out. I'm on the main road. He got to come out in it. He just jumped out. I had to put on my brakes, turn the car out. I'm blowing the horn, and he ain't. Know what he do? He stops and let another car go out in front of him. So I guess he said, "Look, you big head old man, see if you can take this." Now let me just hip you to this new creature. Now in my old state, I would have hit on that horn and stayed on it. But see, I learned the way to get people is pressure them. That's the demonic way. Ain't it right, maybe? You just deal with them. You don't lighten up on them. You step down my lane. No, but I'm going to be a Christian. I just kept quiet, let him let the cars go out, get to the stop sign. He turns left, I turn left. I get up to the red light, look over at him, and here's what I see. The finger. Now, see here's this new creature. Now, my old nature would have turned that car around, and when I snatched his little punky self out that car, he would have known better. But the new creature in me said, Lord, bless him.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless him, Father, for he knows not what he does.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord, that he doesn't know you, lest he wouldn't be giving me a finger when he done pulled out in the lane on me. And what's even more, Lord, bless him, because he knows, he doesn't know that his finger don't mean nothing to me.
Amen.
Well, y'all come on with me. When you're a new creature, ain't much man can say to you that'll hurt your feelings. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Because God got my back. And I'm praying for him, and he going down the street laughing that he done gave me the finger. Let me help you. God is in charge, and when you put him in charge, he fights all your battles according to his power.
Amen.
He dispatches angels.
Amen.
And you and I are required to pray for those who would despitefully use you and say all manner of evil against you. Don't get mad at a demon-possessed person. You pray for them. Our weapons are not carnal. They're spiritual weapons. I ain't got to fight you with words. I fight you with the weapons that I have at my disposal, which is prayer. You pray for your enemies. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Nobody said this walk would be easy. But see, church, in order to get there, you got to be sure of who it is that you call your Lord.
Amen.
Scripture says, put off concerning the former conversation, behavior, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be rewarded in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, which is after God's creation in righteousness and true holiness. Ephesians 4:22 and through 24. Put off the old man with his deeds and put on the new man with his new knowledge after the image of that created him. Colossians chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Church, it's real simple. Bless you. If we turn our life over to Christ, we have a blessing upon us. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You see, a person can be changed, truly changed, and become a better person, just like a new man, church. You see, as a minister, I preach and teach this gospel, the gospel that a person can be changed and start life all over again by the power of Christ. Church, you and I must therefore make sure that we ourselves are changed. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Sure that you're a new creature, that old things have passed away, and that all things become new. That's how it works. You've got to become a new creature. You can't let your mind and body and soul occupy space that the devil has. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
Another point on this line is that you and I are God's representatives in this kingdom. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
As a Christian, you must be a new creature, a new man in Christ. You cannot represent Christ nor adequately tell other people about him if you don't have him at the center of your life.
Amen.
People can see through shucking and jiving. You know, I've been doing some kind of home-based business on the internet for years because I believe there's another way. Bible teaches me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 that I don't have to go work on some job where the man dogs me out all day long. But that's what I understand. But I tell you what else I've learned. I can see through hype in a minute. I can see hype. I've been hyped so many times that I know what a hype looks like before it even talks. And you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, Bishop Cuff, he belonged to this. He got pictures all over the house from where he was in this business. And now he got silver. He collecting silver and stuff. And you know what happens is, if you stay focused, come on, listen at me, you'll walk through your mistakes. And if you're wise and have wisdom, you don't keep making them.
Amen.
And that's the way it is with the Lord. The closer you get to him, the less mistakes you make. But when you're around there shucking and jiving and you're out on the fringes, you read the Bible when you get ready. Let me help you. Go through your Bible. Just sit down and turn the pages. If you ain't got no writing in there and different color pens in there and asterisks in there and no punctuation marks in there, that should tell you right there you need to spend more time in the Word.
Amen.
Now, you get 52 weeks plus Bible study to make notes in there. You got 365 days worth of notes should be in there. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So you and I must make sure that we know that we know that we know that we know that our walk with him is genuine. It's not this fake Christianity. There is no excuse for a Christian to continue practicing sin. You know what we have to do, church, is you got to sit down and get you a pen and pencil and say, okay, what sin do I have in my life that I don't want to give up? You know how it works. You hide your sins. You ask, Lord, help me do this, help me do that, but you don't ask him to help you stop thinking demonic thoughts.
Amen.
Or desiring to go to demonic places. You know, the Bible, you got to let God test you.
Amen.
You know what sins you have that you need to get rid of.
Amen.
You ask God to help you. You can't do it by yourself. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
But you know what they are because the Spirit is indwelling in you sufficiently that you know when you sin.
Amen.
And if you don't, you're a reprobate mind. Connie doesn't like that word, and they don't like me to use it, so let me clarify what a reprobate mind is. First, the word is R-E-P-R-O-B-A-T-E. R-E-P-R-O-B-A-T-E. A reprobate mind means to be disqualified and unfit for being in the kingdom. A reprobate means you are disapproved of and rejected by God. If you do not give your life over to God, but you want to play church, you are a reprobate mind. You have the truth in front of you, but you chose not to practice it. I don't make these words up. That's a word, reprobate. The world's full of reprobate minds. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And most of them call the name of Jesus, but they're not his. So we don't have much choice but to change. You see, you and I must always walk in Christ. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You must always seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You have scriptures that give you reference to that. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things, and these things are the necessities of life, shall be added unto you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. And if you want the entirety, go from 25 to 34. One of our problems we face today is that we didn't get caught up in this material world, and it's now coming back to haunt us. Nobody's saving. Nobody's living below their means. They're living 150 degrees above our means. The government was doing it. The banks were doing it. Everybody, the whole world following us. And now we all in the hole.
Amen.
And by the way, I know only one way out of this hole. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
Because the middle class is going to be wiped out. And then can you imagine people, let's take these people who lost that $50 billion. Trust in a man. Now, a lot of those people are in their 60s, and they had built nice big homes down in Florida, and now they got to sell their homes and go work carrying groceries, bagging groceries at the grocery store. You see, if you give your life to Christ, he covers your back.
Amen.
He might. That doesn't mean that you wouldn't be bagging groceries, but at least you wouldn't be bagging groceries in peace.
Amen.
Instead of worrying about a house that you lost worth $1 million. Seek the kingdom, church. Let me cover another area. You and I must not be preoccupied with this material possessions. Not even the necessities of life such as food, clothing, and housing. Church, your first duty and your preoccupation is to seek God first.
Amen.
You need to make a note of that. You see, you I told you last Sunday or Sunday before last that you need to close your eyes and keep them closed for about 5 minutes. And if you really want to get serious, try 10 and see what you think about. Now, don't go to sleep. Just close your eyes and think. Now, if you got Christ in your thoughts, you're on the right track. But if you're sitting up there with your eyes closed saying, oh, man, I got to pay that VEPCO bill. Oh, man, I tell you, it's good to take a moment and think. I got to go grocery shopping. I got to get to the mall and use these gift cards for the company to go out of business. You understand how it works? If those are the things occupying your mind, you have not put Christ first in your thoughts.
Amen.
Is everybody else still with me?
Amen.
Amen.
You see, here's the secret. Let the words of your mouth and your meditation of your heart be acceptable in his sight. The bishop ain't said that. That's what the word says. Because you're going to stand accountable for every word you've ever uttered, every thought you've ever had.
Amen.
Now, the way I see it, you better figure out quickly how to think about Jesus. Because, see, all them sales at the mall ain't going to help you. No, they're not going to help you. First of all, you ain't getting no sale. Thank you, Sister Candy, I think, picked up on that. You being told you're getting sales. See, that's another thing you learn when you get close to God. You have discerning spirits. I walked that mall all day, every day, and them same sales that were 30, 50, 60, they were that before the day after Christmas.
Amen.
working and seeking the Lord is where our strength should be at, church. We should make it our business to cut out on this foolishness of this kingdom. Let me give you another point on this. Our idiot box went out. That's another word for the satellite dish that Connie records things on. Now, that was interesting. First of all, he put me through this 20-minute drill, unplugged this. Now, I'm paying a maintenance contract. I'm trying to figure out why I got to do this. Mm-hmm. Is it plugged in and try this and reset this and all that? The end result is they got the FedEx sending us another box. Now, in the meantime, we haven't had any box on up here. Mm-hmm. And Sister Cuff and I could talk. See, that lasted for a while, and then she goes in her room and I go in mine. But it's good to know that whatever was going on in the world, we didn't have to hear it. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
I called a TV station the other night. I'm sitting up here, and all I'm hearing is, in Arizona, this happened, and then this happened. I said, what in the world we got to do with this happening all? So I called Channel 12 and said, sir, could you explain to me why I'm here? You telling me all about what's going on? What's going on in Richmond? I'm going to show you how stupid we are. We sit up here and listen. What I got to do with the snow up in Denver in the mountains? And the young fella, he obviously thought I was crazy. And so when he finally realized, no, this old fool's serious, he said, well, sir, we don't have any local news to report. I said, well, sir, I got family members out that feeding the hungry today. Couldn't you take a camera down there and show that there are some people who go out and feed the hungry? And there's some people who gave people in Richmond free cards to go buy stuff. Why can't you find something good to put on the news? He
Amen.
Told me, well, you have a nice day.
Amen.
And you know why he told me that? Because that does not sell good news. You and I should be spreading the good news of God's word. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Next point, as I bring this down. You and I, in order to be true followers and faithful followers of Christ, we must do something that you hear very little about. And that is, you must deny yourself and sacrifice yourself. You must be crucified with Christ. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Let me give you some scriptures. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Luke 9:23. Knowing this, that your old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and that henceforth we shall not serve sin. Romans 6:6. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead in deeds unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:11. And lastly, we are always bearing about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto the death for Christ's sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal bodies. 2 Corinthians 4:10-11. Church, you and I must deny ourselves.
Amen.
In other words, we ought to count ourselves dead and live for Christ. Galatians 2:20. Church, we are to treat ourselves as though we are dead to ourselves, but alive to Christ. Romans 6:11. And church, we are to sacrifice ourselves. In other words, we are to deny ourselves completely and totally. Luke 9:23. And I could go on with it, but here's the bottom line. Until you give it up, you can't be blessed.
Amen.
You got to give it up, church. Not only you, but I, all of us, give it up. Find the things that you cherish in this kingdom and give them up. And by the way, you don't have to make no drastic move. You can do this slowly but surely. Listen to me. If you love the TV so much that you got to have it on, turn it off an hour a day. If I was in a grocery store and a lady said something to me that made me decide to move away from her. But here's what she was saying. She was coming down the aisle, and, you know, most of us seniors in there in the morning. And she told me, she said, "Sir, I just love coming to the grocery store. I'd rather come to the grocery store than go to the mall." Of course, I started moving away from it then. I said, "Something wrong, this is, you know, I ain't never heard nobody." Oh, she just laughed. Well, see, what she might want to do is stop going to the grocery store every day. I mean, that's her fetish. I don't know what to tell her. Now, I go there every day because I need food. You figure out what it is that you're doing that you got to do or you want to do. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
But you and I must deny ourselves. Again, Luke 9:23 says, "And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." And let me give you a little further. One, you must deny yourself. Man's nature and tendency is to indulge himself. Y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's our nature. You know, I want what I want that I want, and I'm going to the mall. They got a big sale, and I'm not buying anybody anything. I'm buying what I want.
Uh-huh.
Oh, y'all can relate to that.
Amen.
You see, but we can't be indulgent people. We have to learn to do with less. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And then what happens is you have more time for the master. You have more time to study. You know, when you buy all these fancy clothes, then you got to go out and show them off in front of people.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
You ever see anybody have a fancy car and they park it way out in the parking lot?
Yep.
And then they put it on an angle so you don't nick it. Oh, y'all have seen them.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's their Lord. You see, I park my car in the handicapped spot. I don't care what you do to it. It don't make me no difference. You got to find out what you let Lord over you. It could be your money. You don't have the people working second jobs. They don't have to work second jobs. They just got to stop buying stuff.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, that stuff becomes your master. Now I'm 64 years old. I ain't working no second job and no first job. Well, here's what I did. I had a big fancy house. I got me a smaller one. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
How many cars sitting out in the garage? The tags that ran out, the insurance is still valid. It needs a tuner, the battery dead. Well, guess what? Because Connie figured out how to drive my white car. So why we need two cars?
Amen.
It ain't like having two horses. You got to go out and work the fields. See, we have to change what lords over us. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And then you must pick up the cross. This cross does not mean merely bearing one's particular hardships, church, such as being the poor health, abuse, criticism, gossip. You know, we employ a lot of things and don't get to the main point. The cross always is an instrument of death, not just the object of carrying or bearing. Therefore, to take up your cross means that you die to self daily. Y'all got that?
Mm-hmm.
You die to yourself daily. So these are things that we have to work on as we bring this year to a close. Philippians 2:5-8 says, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus." Can I get a witness?
Amen.
"Who being in the very nature of God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself of nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death on the cross.
Amen.
Now, church, ain't none of us no better than our Lord.
Amen.
He didn't indulge himself. He could have called down 10,000 angels. He could have had chariots with great big white stallions driving him all over this earth.
Amen.
But he humbled himself. It says he was low, meek, and mild. And we can do the same thing. You know, I look at great understanding people who buy big fancy cars. Then they got to have fancy hats and fancy gloves to drive these BMWs down the street with a 4-speed in it or whatever it's got. And then they got to take off fast from the stop sign. You see, what happens is the more junk you indulge in, the more stupid you look.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all might say, man, who do I see riding with these sports cars with vertical tops on them? Old people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, y'all might have been an old man. He put a hat on his bald head, and then he got on a fancy shirt and a leather jacket and a pipe in his mouth. And now he's going through a second childhood. Now, all the little girls supposed to say, oh, look at that pretty car with that old bald head man. You see, that's what happens when we don't turn our life over to Christ. We miss it.
Amen.
We miss it. When you trust the Lord, you take your old age as a blessing. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And you can be a witness to some young person. Do you know how many young person will listen to old people? Again, a lot of young people don't listen to nobody. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
As I bring this to a close, church, we must follow Jesus. That's who we're supposed to follow. Not the service organization, not the social club, not all the things, not even religious institutions. You know, I get an alumni letters from Virginia Union, where I went to seminary at, and got one yesterday from Joyner. I don't know what his first name is. The radio jock, Tom Joyner. Yeah, they got him all dressed up with his doctor's robe on and the doctor's hat on, and talking about the Reverend Cuff. We having a fundraising. And I'm saying to my son, now where did Joyner come from? You know? You know what it is? You see, time's getting hard. Instead of that's supposed to be a Christian church. You know the fundraising they need? Get on their knees and ask God to help them through this time. Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
Well, they do need help, because what's happening is that the United Negro College Fund then realized something that we've all realized. First, last hired and first fired. It's getting rough out there. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So we got to keep our minds focused on Christ. That is our inward and outward requirement. Listen to me, church. We can't talk this one. We got to walk it. We have to have Christ as our inner being. We must not allow the devil to fake us out chasing this kingdom. It's not going to get us anywhere. Last point I want to make to you is you must put on the whole armor of God and be strong in Christ. Finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the woes of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of darkness in this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in this evil day. Church, and having done all, you stand. You stand, therefore, having your loins girded with strength of the truth, having your breastplate of righteousness, and having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Ephesians 6, verse 10 through 18. So I leave you with this notion of Scripture that tells us that we must have the belt plate of truth. Church, you must put the truth of Christ and the Word of God deeply within you. And then we must have that breastplate of righteousness. You must put on righteousness, church, and live in a righteously as you walk day by day. We cannot walk in a halfway in God's Word and halfway in this world. You'll fail.
Amen. Amen.
You must have the sandals of the gospel of peace. You must put on the gospel of peace, church. Make sure you possess the gospel yourself and share the gospel every footstep you take. I don't care where you go. You should be talking about Christ and what he's done for you. I still contend, and I tell you again and again, your best witness is your own testimony. What has God done for you? If you got somebody you need to get to the Lord, you start telling them what the Lord did for them, for you. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You know, we can send out CDs and send people the daily devotionals. I'm starting, when we'll talk about this some other time, you know, you send out 52 CDs, they're going to start piling up. You see, but if people send out 52 prayers every day, they have meaning on them. And if you witness to those people you've given CDs to about how God touched your heart and how he's changed you, you'll do just as well. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen. Shield of faith is what you must carry with you. Believing God and his word, church. Faith, believing in God and his word and his promise. That's what we have to do. And we have to have that helmet of salvation. And the word, or the sword of the word of God. Take up that word every day. Study it and learn it and memorize it. Again, I reemphasize, you got to memorize scriptures. Get you some cue cards and carry them around with you. And ask your family to hold a card and you quote the scripture. Amen, lights.
Amen. Amen.
And the supernatural provision that we're provided with, which is prayer. Church, if you clothe yourself with prayer, constantly praying in the Spirit, you will be blessed and you'll bless others.
Amen.
So as we come to the close of this, you got to walk this walk. You got to not just talk it, but you've got to walk it. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And so now we've come to the close where we've had three sermons. One was, do not worry, but seek first the kingdom of God. The second one was, we walk by faith and not by sight. And today is faithful daily walk. Our faithful daily walk has to be something that is real. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
So we ask that you indulge your mind and your spirit to God's blessings upon you. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, we thank you and we praise your name. We thank you for what the saints have heard, and we thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit. We ask, God, that you give us the power that we take your word to heart and live it accordingly by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we'll always remember to give your name the praise and the honor that is due. For it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen.